excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this USC edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford talking to you on the road home from the game on my new noise-canceling headset. Hope you enjoy the reduced noise and better sound quality. I hope you enjoy it more than you enjoyed the game, in fact. Quick recap. Bears came out, scored first. We're up 7-0. USC marched right down the field, tied it up 7-7. Bears were able to, after a couple of back-and-forth punts, get the ball down deep in the red zone again and suffered their red zone-itis that has been killing them in the last few games. And despite getting a pass interference call for a second set of downs to try to punch it in, had to settle for a field goal after having first and goal from the two yet again. So they're up 10-7. USC promptly marched right back down the field with their run game really driving their offense, picking up 8-10-yard chunks at a time. Went up 14-10 for the halftime score. A series of turnovers set up the USC Trojans with a first down at the Cal 13-yard line. They were not able to punch it in for a 17-10 lead. After both teams were unable to score for a number of series, Cal finally got back on the board to tie it up 17-17 early in the fourth quarter. USC then went right back to its ground game and, again, picking up 8-10-yard chunks each time, took the go-ahead and final score 24-17. Cal made one last attempt at getting the ball down the field, and yet again, our fearless leader Longshore throws an interception fairly deep in USC territory to seal the victory for the Trojans. There's so many different angles I am frustrated with this game, but let's start again with a caveat like I did with Arizona State. USC is a pretty good team, and I felt like the talent I saw on the field, for the most part, was fairly balanced between these two teams. USC had a running back who could pound the ball up the middle and offensive linemen who could create the holes to have that happen. The Bears didn't. But the Bears had some other talents that outperformed the Trojans. And I think these teams were fairly equally matched. But unlike the Bears, the USC Trojans were able to capitalize on their opportunities. They weren't throwing interceptions at the key moments of the game. The one turnover they had that was really painful for them was when they fumbled it on the Cal 2-yard line. But outside of that, when they had an opportunity, they took advantage of it. They were scoring touchdowns, not field goals. And that made all the difference. The Bears, on the other hand, missed a number of opportunities. The inability to score in the red zone being huge. I just cannot fathom why Tedford insists on these play calls, play after play after play. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. It's like he thinks the opposition is thinking, he couldn't possibly run that same play yet again. And he does. And they're waiting for it. At least this time there was some balance. There were a couple of pass plays. At least some indication that Tedford realizes that you can't do it on every down. But the ordering is wrong. Since we're in this hole, and other teams know we're in this hole, you have to start by breaking out of the mold to start. And then, after you've convinced them that you're not going to do what you've done before, then you might be able to pound it up the middle once you've broken their assumptions. But until you do that, they're going to assume you're going to pound it into the middle. So that was very, very frustrating, and another scoring opportunity that didn't happen. The other thing is Longshore's play. Longshore, I cannot think of a game yet where he has led the team down the field at the end of the game to win. He's had lots of great drives in his career. He's led the team to lots of great victories. But none of them were those clutch, come from behind, when you need it, gotta have it, pass play performances. When he needs a pass, it doesn't happen. He tends to throw an interception. And that really bothers me, because he has the potential. I don't feel like his injury today was causing the problems that he had, but his accuracy still wasn't on. That interception was well underthrown. The other touchdown that he got was a bit overthrown, but Hawkins made a great catch. And he's just not getting the job done. And it's very frustrating because he has the skills. What I don't think he has is that X factor, that intensity, that drive to win the game that you need to have when you're a top-flight quarterback. To some degree, he enjoys himself too much. You know, he smiles when he comes off the field when he throws an interception. And that's not the kind of win-at-all-costs kind of person that you need behind center. Justin Forsett obviously had a very good day. Can't be disappointed with his play at all. And to some degree, that reflects well on the offensive line. They were opening up better holes than they have in past weeks. Tight ends, again, had a pretty quiet game. They were blocking well for the run plays, but they weren't getting open in the pass coverage. Some of that, I think, was Longshore not looking for them, but there was additionally just plenty of cases where they weren't doing their job and finding the seams in the defense. Wide receivers, I think they did a pretty good job. There were some times where they weren't positioning themselves in the right place for the catch, and I think that first interception that gave USC their field goal in the third quarter was a case where probably Jordan bit the wrong way and didn't take the right route, looking from how the discussions went down on the sideline afterwards. But overall, I think they did a pretty good job. I was very happy to see Deshaun actually return some punts. I mean, how long has it been since he's touched the ball? Yeah, he didn't take it to the house, but he got some reasonable yards before the penalties were assessed. And he at least seemed to be getting his hands on the ball and making an attempt at a run back, where so many times before he was just getting out of the way because it was an errant kick and he didn't have a chance. The defense, I thought, played pretty darn well, except for those two or three drives where they just let the USC running backs bowl them over. I think they got tired to some degree. I mean, they were on the field a fair amount in a real cold, wet, and rainy day, where it is very hard to slow a back down, you know, when you don't have good traction and can't twist them down and those type of things. But overall, I feel like they did acceptably. They came up big almost every time they needed to. I was really disappointed they didn't get that final third down stop that would have forced USC to punt and given Cal one last shot to come down the field. They had the tackles, and I think they were playing with enough intensity, but they just missed, and Follett didn't get his arms around them for that big tackle, and I don't remember who it was on the outside who was unable to get to him as well. But they had him in the backfield, and they couldn't get him down, and he picked up the 2 yards he needed to end the game. So overall, I was fairly happy with the defense. I think they did a pretty good job. There were times when they were biting on the play action, but that's because the run game was doing so well. But, you know, really they held a fairly good offense to a reasonable point total. And you know what? They continue to do it every game. If you look at these games, they're losing. The opposition is always scoring, you know, right around 20 points. And Cal should be able to win if the defense is holding the other team to 20, 24. Because Cal should be able to put up 30 or more points every game. And I think they could have done it today, but they just weren't clicking. Longshore wasn't making the completions. And there were a lot of turnovers as well. Now, to some degree, that, you know, was everybody's problem, but The interceptions aren't handling problems. Those are just errantly thrown balls. Special teams, I thought, did pretty poorly, actually. They gave USC a lot of short fields, too many long run backs on the kickoffs, too many shanked punts by Larson. He had a horrible day. Other than the fact that Deshaun finally was able to return some punts, although not for that far, I felt like the special teams were not making a difference and not helping out the offense and the defense. And that's really a shame, because we needed a all-the-way-around performance to beat this pretty good USC team. But in the end, I think play calling and Longshore's throwing problems are really where this game falls apart. The talent was there, the determination was there for the most part in this game, but it just wasn't happening in the red zone again on a few key possessions. There was a lot of the game where it was good and balanced and a lot of diversity and things were going well and all of those type of things. But those key moments are key. And the last couple seasons, this season in particular, the Bears have not come away with it in those key moments. And that's going to hurt you. You can't expect to win games by big margins all season long. Tree sitters, of course, were very quiet today. They were all huddled inside their tents 50 feet in the air. Nobody seemed to be talking to them either. I was hearing that this is the first rain game in 7 years at home for the Bears. That's a long time if you think about it. One of the great reasons that college football is a great sport for the Bay Area, because it perfectly matches that Indian summer that allows for great weather all through the fall into November. And, you know, with just a little bit of luck in late November, you do fine. Well, that was a crushing defeat, one that is going to hurt the Bears. They really need to get their determination back and beat Washington. This season is clearly turning the way of 2005, but I think with, you know, three solid wins to finish things out by beating Washington, keeping the axe in Berkeley, and then winning whatever bowl game they get, they can salvage a fair amount of pride to come back in next season and do a better job. We'd really like to have beaten USC and yet another down year for them. Really, their down year. Last year was supposed to be their down year, but it turns out this was their down year. And it's disappointing that Cal couldn't come away with the win, particularly in Berkeley. But let's be honest, we all knew that this season was not living up to expectations, and a win here would only have partially regained some of that confidence that we had in this team at the beginning of the season. That'll wrap it up. I'll report to you again next week, this time on the way home from my living room to my study, because I'll be watching that road game at home. Thank you for tuning in. This is Ken Crawford signing off.